This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. As you know, traditionally, the director's cut appears on DVDs and gives you the inside scoop on the actors, the movie, and of course, the directorial process. EI Alliance, in association with Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro, is the first to create the author's cut. For the first time ever, you get to hear the who, what, where, when, why, and how the authors came up with what they wrote directly from the authors. This is revolutionary access to the creative energy and to the creative energy surrounding the authors. Please note, these conversations for the author's cut occurred in 2015, after the authors published Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change. Back then, the original recordings were produced with an audio version of the book, read by the authors as well. All copyrights and disclaimers of the book apply to these podcasts. So enjoy, as the authors discuss Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, also known as the Blue Book of Energy, and Energetic Invocations Series, a book of vibrational change, volumes 1 to 17, with Process This. Part 3, People. How do I perceive relationships?
This is Julie Benetti.
This is Susan Bobro.
And we're in part 3, people and relationships. So it's a natural journey, per se, to go from an investigation of yourself and who I am into what you're traveling through in life and what you're experiencing. And of course, you're doing it with other people there. And what do they represent? And who do they represent for you? And how does that affect your life and how you're moving through your life? And the more of what you're uncovering as your truth.
Relationships, I think, is probably the hardest part of this whole book. Once you get, you know, self down, that helps with journey, and then environment and world and everything is all, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but does talk more about an integration. And the next big step, I think, is relationships, because that's now when you have to, again, take what you know and then interact with people. And that's where you hit a lot of your stumbling blocks, because now you're dealing with people who have an idea of who you are. But that's based on the old you. It's based on their perception of who you were before you start to do this work. So a lot of times you go out and you find yourself in these places where these people don't get me. They never did get me, but now I get me. So, you know, it can be very difficult because we do interact. You can't just sit in a cave. We interact, and now there's other people with other ideas and thoughts, and now we have to live in a world where they exist as well. And we need to coexist. So I think one thing that's worth mentioning here is we talk about letting people go. And you can be in an abusive relationship. There could certainly be issues with money, or you have children and you have other things that you feel like, how do I escape? How do I get out of this? And by reading this, the assumption is in something that we're telling you, you go and you run off and you do this. I'm saying that this may be the first step in you getting the help that you need, whether it's legal help, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's family, whatever it is. This is sometimes where you go, where you start to say, I need to work through this. I need to do this. And then the help to help you do the steps that we've listed will come.
And in doing that, and it's a process, once again, of in doing that and in doing the work, you actually, as the fourth invocation says, I define my relationships. And you have a clearer truth of yourself, but also your interactions, because you're bringing yourself out into the world, out into the environment, as you said. And you have a clearer truth of that, and also how you represent yourself and how you perceive others in that same way, shape, and form.
So, you know, this is probably the biggest struggle in the book, not to cast a spell over everybody, but I think the self is the first big piece, like I said. And, you know, now you're out there interacting, and it's like, now you get to be yourself.
And as you're changing, you're interacting.
Exactly. So it changes, and you know, you have to be responsible for your changes. When you do this, we talk about letting people go with love and kindness. It doesn't mean I love you and I'm letting you go. It just means having the clarity of understanding where they are. And it's hard. Sometimes you really want to go and you want to put someone in their place. We talked about this before. But sometimes what it comes down to is understanding their limitations that they put on themselves. You're not required to change those limitations, but what I will say you are required to do is know the truth of the situation, and you're required to know that you know the truth. So you can't block that out and not know the truth. If you know the truth, that's where you understand. Even someone who's doing horrible things to you, bullying you, teasing you, stealing from you. I'm not saying you ever stay in that situation, but you understand the truth of it. Then you can move beyond it. And when you have that truth and that awareness, then it becomes a choice if you go into fear and anger, because then you know. And again, that doesn't mean you got to stay there now and fix it for that person. It means you let them go. And if you can't let them go, you need to go back and do the work, you know, if you're still mad at them. And there's going to be times, I can say for me, and I know for you, there are times you got to keep going back and going through this. Okay, wait a minute. Let me. What's the truth of this? What is this really related to? Sometimes you got to go through it 3, 4, 5 times. I still get triggered, and I still got to go and do it. So this isn't like you read it and, you know, someone could say, oh, this is Pollyanna. What are you talking about? You're right. It's work. And sometimes you don't get it the first time around. You got to go back. But you know there is a truth to it. And you know if someone's doing something to you, you know ultimately it has nothing to do with you. It's their issue that they're projecting onto you. And once you understand that, what the issue is, you have clarity. You know it's not about you. You can walk away from it. It's like someone who's just yelling just to hear themselves yell. You eventually, once you realize they're not yelling at you, you just kind of walk away and you realize they're going to keep yelling. You have to accept that that's where they are, and you just don't have to be in that same space. And there go any issues of revenge or getting back, all of a sudden goes away.
And with that acceptance, you move into gratitude. And you have that understanding that that interaction occurred and you learned something from it, and you're also moving and growing because of it.
Once you clearly understand the aspect of where they are, the gratitude comes. You don't need to worry about, oh God, I'm not in gratitude. If you let them go with love and kindness and you're in that space, the gratitude for what you went through will come. The minute you let them go, it may be a week later or 2 months later
that
the gratitude comes. It will come. But not until you've really processed it. And conversely, if you are in a relationship where you don't want to let go, you need to start doing the same work. If you're holding on to something or someone, you need to start thinking, what is this related to? And if you're holding on to someone, chances are it's not that someone. Maybe they represent something to you, and you're believing that only that person is going to be the one who can fulfill whatever need you have. Because we've come to realize that the opposite, in many ways, is what's even more true. We look at things one way. Once you open up to the other side of looking at it, you realize that there's power in that other side. So if you're the other side of this, you need to be aware of that too. And you need to let everybody who does not serve your highest and best purposes, you need to let them go.
Trump's in the news.
He's in the news.
He's always in the news. Every time you turn around, it's something. But, you know, nobody talks about the real stuff.
Well, somebody does.
That's right. Check out our podcast, Oprah versus Donald. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Julie, you don't do trivia like everybody else.
I started with the Christmas trivia book because I found all this really interesting Christmas content. And so I started making really fun questions, stuff that nobody else has asked.
But you didn't stop there.
Nope. I'm working on Halloween, Samhain, and trivia on magic in Salem, and love trivia that's going to be a bit X-rated.
You have another one.
Yes, we worked on it together, the Kabbalion trivia. It's an ebook. It's on Amazon.
And we might end up thinking about the Kabbalion in ways that you would never have imagined.
Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore. All right, I gotta share. Full disclosure here. You folks are missing the best part, because when I shut the recorder, Susan goes into the color commentary. You know, this is amazing. She's not just in the energy, but then she comes out and she's coaching it. How was that? That was good. Let's go for more.
I tend to be a quiet, introverted person.
And you know what? Oh, you always know you're getting our full selves in these podcasts and these books. Well, so what are you waiting for? Spotify? Amazon? Don't be listening to me. Go!
Choo-choo!
Ever have something happen and wonder, how does this relate to my life? Often, it's in your perspective. Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, can help you clarify your perspective. Susan and I wrote it for ourselves to process what we were experiencing. Face it, we all experience similar situations. It's our reactions that count, and often against us. Awareness is a commodity today, so raise the value in your journey. Do the work with Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series today on Amazon.
Part 3, People. Will love make me whole?
Love. So simply put, even though love isn't simple, it's all around. And this chapter pretty much covers everything in that arena, looking at how it fulfills you, how it doesn't, what your expectations are, kind of surrounding it, and then looking at what the intent is based in, and does it make you whole, which has been in movies and songs.
To understand that just because who you would have thought you would have received love from doesn't necessarily mean it's the only way you can receive love. So if you have a certain person that you would have expected that you would have received love from and you didn't get it, it doesn't mean you won't have it. We all have it. Sometimes you just have to kind of look and realize that for whatever the reason, someone didn't give it to you, that was an issue they had. So you shouldn't be closed down to thinking that you're never going to receive love, you're unworthy of love, or any of those other places people go. But just understand that some person who you expected to receive love from is incapable of it. And you'll realize if you open your eyes that you are receiving it from someone else, like we said in the book, whether it's an aunt, an uncle, a childhood friend, an old boyfriend, girlfriend, a pet, there is love out there. And so make that your focus instead of expecting it for simply one person. And if they don't give it to you, you can spend your whole life trying to get it from that one person. It has nothing to do with you.
And so in opening up to the possibility of it, because it is all around.
It's there. You just haven't seen it. When you focus on solely one thing, everything that's going on around you, you're blind to. So stop focusing on where you thought you were going to get it. And take a step back, and then all of a sudden you'll see, oh my God, I'm getting it from all these different people I never realized. And then you can move to gratitude, and then you can open up to receiving more. Don't define it. Don't get caught in it.
And don't get caught in thinking that you don't have it.
This is different than the other chapters. This is the one chapter where we say, you have it. You don't have to search for it. You don't have to find it. It's there. If you just keep focusing on one thing and you're not getting it there, that's just crazy. That's crazy talk.
Part 3, People. Who are the people like me?
And we're really getting to the meat here in the people. Who are the people like you? And basically, what's in the chapter, there's, as you said, as we were talking before the tape went on, there's no fluff. And we're getting to the meat of it and just following the chapter and realizing it's about other people's stories. And are you in their stories? And are those the people you want to be around? Are those the people like you?
I think that's the crux of the whole relationship chapters. We touched upon different parts of it, love, and we talked about general relationships and who are people that are like me. And the common thread throughout it is, if it's not working for you, why are you in the relationship? And I think I almost want to say yada, 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 because that's what everybody says. If you're not in a good relationship, why are you there? None of that has been addressed in the chapter. If you go through it and you read it to that point, the bottom line is, if someone's creating a story and you don't want to be a part of it, acknowledge it. You don't have to acknowledge it to them. You have to hear it. And I think the key is you hear it. And then with that, then the rest of it, you do what it says in there. And you remove yourself from the story. It's right. Almost like firing yourself from a movie. Yeah. You've been hired as to play a certain actor or actress. And after a while, you said, I'm not really interested in this. Or, I've played this part 100 times. I don't want to play it 101 times. Fire yourself from that role. Then, as an actress would do, they got to go out and find another role. And I don't think anywhere in any other place does it talk about doing that. This book, the reason we wrote it is because, we've been struggling with the same thing as everybody else. Mm. We were put in roles. Roles I didn't want. And it took me a heck of a long time to figure that out. And then when I could recognize that they were roles, you take the viewpoint of, like I said, being an actress. Do I want that role? No. Who the heck wants to play the victim?
Forever and ever.
I don't want that role. So what happens is, once all of a sudden the roles are clear, if you haven't been typecast as a certain type of character, now you can start going out and using the actress example and try out for certain parts. That's something you'd like to do. Maybe I'd like to be a heroine, or maybe I'd like to be an adventurer. adventurer, or whatever it is. You start creating your own roles. And I think if you look at life that way, and that's what people are doing, you know, you don't have to beat them up for it. I'm just going to decide what I want to do and what I don't want to do.
And that aligns with your truth. The other gist of this section being here is that you've moved through self and journey. And as you're making these changes and you're doing the work, then you start to look for the right people. Are the right people around me? And
right.
That's natural for that to occur. And that's another reason why this chapter is in this section, because next section you move into environment.
Right.
So you want the people that are like you around you. As you're empowering yourself, they're empowering themselves. So you want the people like you around you, and you want to find them, and you want to make sure your perspective is aligned. And the awareness that if that's kind of a new want that you've never realized before, once you extricate all the stories of everybody around you and the stories they have of you, then you start to realize, oh, okay, and it's a natural part to realize that here. And the perfect example you were giving is like an actress and changing the role.
The chapter tells you, think about this, think about that, decide where people have casted you, have you casted yourself, and just kind of extricate yourself from the situation. And it's as simple as that. And this is the one thing that I think is so important, is the only one who has to hear no thank you is you. You don't have to meet you. I'm going to tell this one, I'm going to tell no. You have to say it, but you have to hear it. And if you hear it, it's all that matters.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.